You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we talk to people quite a bit who have just gotten out of a relationship, or maybe they've been single for a while and they're looking, and inevitably we'll end up coming around to a question of like, well, what's important to you? What are you looking for? What are you looking for in somebody? And obviously everybody's got different answers. And some people, you know, default to they, well, they've got to be tall, or they've got to be this, they've got to have a sense of humor. There's a bunch of things. So we were talking about, what if you had a list, and our original list was 5. Jeremy, I think I'm going to kick one of these out, if that's all right.
Are you? Okay.
And I'll tell you why here in just a second. And what if we had a list of 4 and we said, all right, now you've got to sacrifice one of these to show you how different people are. There's no way one of these is going to be the runaway answer.
Okay.
That's how different people are. We'll give you 4 traits in a potential relationship, 4 traits of the other person. You have to tell us which one you could do without. And you can't say none. You got to pick one. Now, the one I'm throwing out is the one that I'm pretty sure everyone was going to end up defaulting to. And so I wanted to make it more difficult. Here they are in no particular order. Kind. Successful. Attractive. Good sense of humor.
Okay.
Which one could you eliminate? In other words, it's the least important to you of those 4.
And they would still be dateable.
Kind, successful, attractive, good sense of humor.
What was the one you kicked out? I don't remember.
Well,
just for fun.
I'll tell you why I kicked out. It was somebody who was always on time.
Oh, punctual. Okay.
Yeah, very punctual.
Yeah.
And the reason I kicked out, because it is important, and believe me, there have been relationships that have, you know, ended up on the rocks because somebody was always late for everything. I get that. But I just think the other 4 were like the big 4, and I felt like too many people would say, well, if they've got all those other characteristics,
yeah, being on
if they're
time,
not always
who cares?
Punctual,
yeah.
I'd throw that out.
Okay.
But I think it's harder with the other 4. Attractive, successful, sense of humor, kind.
Okay.
Which one's going to go? Now you tell me, Jerry.
I'm looking at this because I definitely need somebody who's got humor. I want somebody that's smoking hot. And it's successful. I find somebody that's successful extremely attractive. Kindness. I think kindness is going to go for me. You don't need to be that kind around me.
I'm going to blow out successful.
Okay.
I do want somebody who's kind.
Okay.
I've been in enough relationships and ended up, I realized that the person just wasn't kind. It's just.
And Nicole's extremely kind, so I guess I just want somebody to be mean to me at this point. Something different.
Right.
Be mean to me.
Now it's your turn. Which one is going to go? And I know people are going to immediately default to text, but that's not as fun for us as talking to you, because we're going to have questions about whatever you send in. Melissa, which one is the least important?
Good morning. It's successful.
Why is that? Why are you choosing that one?
Because when I met my husband, he had an hourly warehouse job, and I totally fell for him. And I was working as a grocery store manager, making close to 6 figures. And if I hadn't taken him then he wouldn't be the successful person he is now, or I would have missed out on it, because now he's a head of security for a hospital. And I've been able to step back and take a Monday through Friday hourly job because he's supporting us.
I think that's the only way people are going to choose successful is if they are already successful.
See, you might be right. Well,
you know, because one of you at least will be able to cover the bills. That's the only way. Like, that's with Dom. Dom's extremely successful. So that's maybe why you chose that subconsciously. You don't need somebody else to be successful.
Yeah, you're right. I guess if I wasn't making any money, it wouldn't be okay.
You need to kick something else out.
You know, Melissa, I'm not going to try to talk you out of your answer, but I will say that Lana wrote in and said, my gut is to say successful is the least important, but then I remember my marriage to a guy who could never hold a job. Turns out it's way more important than I used to think when I was young. Huh.
Yeah, that different. Too. But
yeah.
But like I said, if I would have not went out with him just because he had that job, then we wouldn't be where we are now.
Yeah.
11 years later. And...
But you look at you making bank at the grocery store. Well
no kidding.
Done,
good
Melissa.
For you. Man. Melissa, we got to run. Thank you for a great call. So she says successful. Here comes April. April, which one do you think is the least important?
First of all, good morning, boys.
Hi.
I am going to say attractive.
So you're okay with being with the guy that, you know, like Sloth from the Goonies?
Well, so here's the deal, right? So I 100% feel that once you get to know somebody and they're kind and they're funny, it definitely adds to, you know, the way you see them and their looks.
It's a different kind of attractiveness then.
It's
more about who they are, not what they look like.
Sure.
And I feel that makes them more attractive and more sexy.
But still, April, if you...
You want to climb into bed with Quasimodo every night? April, that's a great
call.
That's
good. Thank you, April. You
We're
do
just
you.
Playing. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Cody. Cody, which of those four? Kind, successful, attractive, sense of humor. Which one's going?
I'm definitely going with successful.
Success again. Yeah, how come?
Well, I just feel like you can measure success in a lot of different ways. And the way you're talking about it, it's probably like financial success. And I mean, I work in the arts, so I could definitely do without that.
You don't like paying your bills?
I just mean, I struggle enough. And so I understand if someone else struggles too.
So both of you can struggle together.
Well, I'm glad you called,
exactly.
Cody.
Okay, that's an interesting point of view, I guess. All right.
Appreciate you being on the show. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really like say I can't pay the rent, but here's a painting. I mean,
you can't. And I mean, the financial arguments lend itself to so many divorces and breakups. Like, I don't know if that would work. It sounds noble.
Here's Holly. Holly, what do you think?
I'm going with April on the attractiveness.
You don't want anybody hot.
Explain your position.
Well, I'm getting older, and I find things more attractive in people. Again, like their kindness, their actions, those are things that become more attractive to me as I get older, I guess.
You know what? Here's what Elizabeth said. I think she's saying what you're saying. Elizabeth said, I used to be the one who made attractive number one. It's now no longer in my top five. You live and you learn.
Yeah.
There's some truth to that, isn't there? Holly, thank you for that great call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Holly.
It seems to be just down to
successful and attractive.
And attractive. Those two are battling to see which one gets thrown out. Here's Pam. Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you pick?
I also pick successful.
Okay. Are you successful? Curious? I'm curious.
I think we both are. But my reasoning is, I think that some people think not being successful means that they're lazy, or financially successful. But I just think that if it's financially successful, it's out. Because people can be successful in other areas and in other ways. So for me, financially successful is not a requirement.
I think that's with this mind candy. I mean, this is all fake or whatever, but I think that is in regards to financial, career-wise.
It has to be. It has to be like career/financial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I don't think that's as important than...
What area of success, then, would you find to be most important? If you say there's a broad range of success, what would be the best one for you in the success bubble?
I think for me, but I also am also older, like the last caller, my success would just be in how they organize their life. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but they're successful with their relationships, with their folks, with me as the wife, our kids, just interpersonal success.
That's a lot to ask. This is a lot to ask for, Pam.
U.S.
Did you find this, Pam? Did you find this person?
Yes, I did.
I'm good so for happy you. For you.
Thank you for that being on the show. Thanks for being a good
You're
sport
welcome.
And hanging out with us, okay?
Bye, Pammy Pam.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I feel like she got a little upset.
A little bit.
There's Barb. Barb, what are you picking?
Oh, hi. Attractiveness, I would get rid of.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I think it's because, out of all those things, it's the easiest one to change. You can't change. If somebody's not kind, they're never going to be kind. If they don't have the personality that it takes to be successful, and I do think it's personality has a lot to do with that, that's never going to change either. But you know what? You can buy someone some new clothes. You can get a new hairstyle. You can fix
a makeover.
But if you're ugly, Barb can help you out.
Yeah.
I just think, it's out of all those things, it's the easiest one to change in a person.
Good for you. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate your feedback on this, okay?
Thanks, Barb.
Sure.
Bye.
Thank you.
I'd agree with that with the humor one. If you are a humorless person who is very serious, I could not see teaching somebody to be comical.
Listen to what Lindsay said, because nobody mentioned either kind or sense of humor, which is interesting. Except this note from Lindsay. She goes, I used to tell people all the time that I needed someone with a good sense of humor. Until I found a guy who was hilarious and was a total nightmare. Sense of humor has slipped down the list as I've gotten older. I can see that. It just look, if someone's got a great sense of humor and they're a nightmare in all of the other areas, you know, that might be a way that you have to look at this. Like, you only get one and they're going to be a nightmare in all the others. Which one is going to ultimately be the most important? And I personally think it would be the kindness. If you get somebody with a good heart, I mean, it covers up for a lot of evils, I think.
So does being attractive, though. At least you can stare at them and gaze and be like, you are a beautiful monster, aren't you?